With the return of fall-like weather comes the return of fall hunting seasons. For WXPR's All Things Outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on again.
The archery season starts up this Saturday. What's a big change people should be aware of this year?
Yeah, so there is a significant change in regards to our hunting regulations, and that is that there are new deer management units, also called DMUs. So Oneida County used to be one single DMU, and now there are six different DMUs. So hunters will need to check the regulations, look at the maps, figure out where they're hunting, and figure out where they are hunting in relation to those deer management unit boundaries and such, and make sure that they have all appropriate approvals, especially for antlerless deer.
Yeah, I was going to say, so how does that change what hunters can do in different units?
Yeah, so they kind of got subdivided. So we still have antlerless permits available, or were sold. I don't think we actually have any available currently for Oneida County. Maybe some of the surrounding counties there are. But so those units got kind of divided up. They were based upon some previous boundaries that were used and some historical numbers. So people still need to make sure that they have an appropriate harvest authorization for the DMU that they're hunting in.
And of course, we want hunters to have a safe season. So how can they plan ahead for accidents or emergencies that might pop up?
Yeah, so something that I think people should kind of keep in mind is that roughly one third of hunters will fall out of a tree stand at some point in their hunting career, which might sound like a lot, but the good news is that about 20 years ago, it was like half of the hunters. So it's going down. We're getting fewer people falling out of tree stands and hurting themselves. So a couple of things to do to kind of minimize the risk of that is check your equipment first and foremost. Make sure any tree stands that you have, if you're using a nail in the tree kind of thing, a permanent stand, make sure that all the wood hasn't rotten. Make sure that screws or nails are still solidly in the trees. Otherwise, if you're using some hang-on tree stands, make sure that the hardware is still in good shape. All the screws and bolts and everything are tight. Welds are solid. Rivets are in place. Any chains or straps to make sure that those are in good working order. Again, it almost sounds cliche, but, check on that stuff and, almost as if your life depended on it, because it kind of does.
And what about when it comes to their bow?
Yeah, I would strongly recommend that people make sure that their archery equipment, whether it be a bow or crossbow, that make sure that the strings are nice and tight and in good shape. Every once in a while, I'm aware of where a string breaks for some reason, gets old and frayed, and then it breaks, and there's a whole lot of energy tied up in those limbs of the bows and crossbows, and people can be severely injured when those things break.
And I know many people probably have, their hunting spot nailed down and know where they want to go. But for other people that maybe want to try someplace new, what are some good resources to find places?
Yeah, so the DNR website does have several different sites within it, I guess you could say, with as far as like managed forest law or MFL, which is privately owned land that is through a managed forest program that it is accessible for public hunting. You can locate those on the DNR website. You can also look for other public lands on there. There's some public hunting atlases that are available through the website that show where some of the public lands are in each county, or maybe not just some, but almost all of the public lands, I should say. And one thing, too, is I do advocate for people even knocking on doors and creating relationships with private landowners. You'd be surprised how many people will allow access, or at least that's been my experience. So, and also along with that, make sure that you're scouting. I do a lot of scouting personally by aerial imagery, so I'm constantly staring at different satellite imagery, looking for travel corridors and food sources and such, and then trying to find the areas in between those to hunt.
And obviously, there's quite a few rules and regulations that come with any hunting season. What are some that, maybe you see a lot of, or just, good ones to keep in mind this season?
Yeah, I think some of the more common issues that we have and violations and such is, after you harvest a deer that and you recover it, you must register it by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. So if you, shoot a deer this Saturday evening, make sure that you have it registered by 5 p.m. Sunday. So you can do that online. There's a phone option and even some in-person registration stations. One thing that we do run into a fair amount also during the archery season is group hunting, and that is prohibited. What I mean by that is that I can't go out and shoot a deer and use somebody else's harvest authorization for that. During the archery season, you have to shoot your own deer, which is different than the firearm season. And then, of course, people have heard me mention this before, but I'll mention it again. Baiting is prohibited in Oneida County and most of our adjoining counties, too.
Well, great. Well, I hope everyone has a safe and successful hunt. Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.